5770 at Beaverton Transit.
How can I help you?
Hey, I had an impaired individual on my bus who chose to get off a while back because I asked her to stay seated because she kept getting up and walking around while the bus was in motion. Anyway, there is a, where she was sitting, there is a broken bottle of nail polish. The whole bottom's broken out and there's nail polish all over the seat.
All right, copy that. How much is it?
I mean, more than, probably, I would say, like, more than a couple of tablespoons, but less than a quarter of a cup.
All right. Do you think you can manage with a bunch of paper towels to get that cleaned up?
My concern is I'm in a 2900, and the fumes back there are pretty strong. So that's my primary concern, is making sure that my passengers are comfortable, and then that there's no, the bottom's broken out of it, and I don't know if there's any broken glass.
All right. Well, you're going to be there for a little while, so I would leave the bus running with the HVAC on and the doors open, and check it out with, you know, a massive amount of paper towels, so there's no way you can possibly get cut, and do the best you can, you know, to clean it up. The faster we get it cleaned up, the less fumes will get back there. If you get back there and you feel like the smell is just too strong and it is a safety issue for you, then don't get near it and let me know, okay?
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
But remember, leave your bus running with the HVAC going, okay?
Okay, Doc. Thank you.
And please get back to me one way or the other. 1540.